Hello, I'm Willard Kloschke, your host in this episode of A Song to Remember, an ongoing occasional series produced by Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts. Today, we have Matthew Stout with us, and the question we have for Matthew is, what song has had an impact on you, and how has it affected you personally?
We press play, we don't press pause, keep moving on. Same Love, which was written by Malcolm Moore and Ryan Lewis, is very personal for me. I have listened to this song for years. It gave me courage I need to come out of the closet in August of 2019. It gave me hope that I could live and love outside in the fresh air and in the sun.
For those that like the same sex, have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
I was 12 years old when Same Love came out in 2012. I remember hearing it in the car and resonating with it. I also remember hearing my aunt say how gross the meetings behind the song were, so she changed the station. The song talks about the struggles of a gay guy in church. I connected to the lyrics as soon as I heard them. It was the first time I heard a song about a gay relationship that wasn't in a dirty or nasty way. It normalized it. When my parents were at work, or not home until late, I would sit in my bathroom and listen to the song on repeat. I was careful not to play it on the speakers because I didn't want to be caught listening to a song about homosexuality. I would always look up the song on a private web browser so no one would see what I was listening to. The music video was also the first time I saw gay people kissing, which was a shock to me. The lyrics in the song have always meant the most to me and still do. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision and you can be cured with some treatment and religion, man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God.
When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it.
In the town where I was raised, a homosexual is the worst thing a person can be. The people who tell me this also think that it's a choice, but obviously it's not. That's why this is one of the songs that I listen to when I must deal with some homophobic family members or homophobic people in general. The other night, my buddy Tate and I were driving on the back roads of Oklahoma, listening to Same Love. It is an awesome thing to have a friend who supports me and allows me to be openly gay and doesn't judge.
It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on.
For Radio IAIA at the Institute of American Indian Arts, I'm Matthew Stout.